This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. For those keeping score at home so far on this GOP tax day, we have ticked off simplifying tax brackets, lowering the corporate tax rate and credits and exemptions. Now, deductions. The bill as written right now, and this is probably a good point to mention that today is not the end of the wrangling on this bill at all. Actual hearings start on Monday. But as written, this bill gets rid of deductions for state and local income taxes. It'd cap state and local property tax deductions, and it would limit the mortgage interest deduction by capping it at $500,000 for future home purchases. Here, though, is the deal. All of these provisions are going to have a bigger impact in some parts of the country than in others. Marketplace's Tracy Samuelson rolls out the economic map.
Dear dedicated Joel Slamrod devoted a chunk of his day to going through the 400-odd pages of this bill. He's an economics professor at the University of Michigan.
There are provisions about oil and gas, about energy credits, timber. There's a limit on wagering losses. There's a provision for no more tax-exempt bonds for stadiums.
He says those parts will affect some areas more than others, but the regional biggies are definitely provisions around eliminating state and local deductions and decreasing the mortgage interest deduction.
If you look at the numbers, the states where the state and local deduction as a share of income is very high, it's New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, and California. Where it's very, very low, it's Wyoming, South Dakota, and North Dakota.
Anything strike you about those two groups?
There is certainly a red-blue difference between those states.
Clearly, that was not lost on the politicians drafting this bill, Slamrod says. But he cautions there are also Republican congressmen in those states that the GOP will want to keep on board to pass this bill. Alan Viard is a resident scholar at the American Enterprise Institute.
The Republicans have defended cutting back on the deduction for state and local taxes and cutting back on the mortgage deduction on the grounds that those deductions primarily benefit higher income taxpayers. There's certainly a considerable element of truth to that. Of course, there may be indirect effects.
Like?
It makes raising revenue at the state and local level more difficult.
Carl Davis, the research director at the Institute on Taxation and Economic Policy, says federal deductions can blunt high state taxes. But repealing those deductions will generate significant revenue.
Revenue that can be put towards any variety of causes. In this case, the cause happens to be mainly tax cuts for corporations and other business owners, as well as for large estates.
So how you feel about this tax bill may well depend on where you live. I'm Tracy Samuelson for Marketplace.